various bike racks, make it handy, and but no, they don't.
Mine have a bag.
Yeah, I know. I have some of those too. Mine are heavy though. Mine are cheap ones from Camping World.
Oh, mine are even cheaper.
Yeah, I know. You got them at a rally or something.
That's right. $20 for 20. Two. Yeah. I couldn't. These things are. Oh, I forget what the brand is, but anyway, it's a well-known fancy thing, but they're just 40 years old, so they weigh a ton. But yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure. And they're easy to carry around. Easier to pack in the rain, right?
Yeah, and well, the other thing is, you know, I don't feel bad leaving them out in the rain.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. They say going canoeing or kayaking.
I do that. I have canoes and kayaks and that I often take when we go to Fish Creek, sure.
Yeah, yeah. They say you can use a roof-mounted rack to carry them on your truck. Or if you have a big truck, I guess you can just throw them in the back.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, they say go bird watching and wildlife watching. Keep a day pack hanging around your entry door with binoculars and a field guide and a pad and a pencil and... go bird watching. I haven't really gone bird watching, but...
Well, we have the binoculars and the day pack.
Yeah.
And we don't have the field guide, though. And that would be really smart because, you know, we watch the birds in the backyard in our feeder. So we're kind of fascinated with that. But, yeah, that would probably make more sense if we knew what we're looking at.
I bet there's an app for that on your phone.
You know, there probably is.
You know, but you haven't even bought an app yet, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So yeah, that's one thing that could kind of go hand in hand with the hiking.
Yeah.
You know, just get out there and move around. The last one they mentioned here is photography. Taking your camera out, going for a walk, and you'll find all kinds of things to take pictures of.
Well, that's what I do with my phone.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of people, and with the phone. So good, you actually use your phone.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm slightly, well, I'm definitely techie challenged, but I can certainly take pictures with it.
Yeah, yeah.
And the nice thing about it is, it actually goes right into my computer by itself.
Yes, that's right. Plus, what people can do is there's a lot of apps that you can edit. You can, you know, change the look of the picture and crop it or make it black and white or something like that. And then you can send it off to all these Instagrams or Facebook and get your family involved. So that's kind of a fun thing to do.
Well, oddly enough, there was a seminar at Lumapalooza. Was it Lumapalooza or was it Flamingo? Anyway, there was talking about photography with your phone and the apps you could do.
Yeah, there's tons of them. So
I had no idea.
Yeah,
that's really smart.
Yep, that's cool. There's a few little ones on here to round it out. Geocaching. That's a thing we've talked about that before. Remember what geocaching is?
Yes.
Yeah. So
I've done it once with my son and the Cub Scouts. But I know there's a bunch of friends in the Wally Byam Club that I know that are really into that. Because, you know, when you go to these different rallies all over the place, you can look up the different things in the area. So it sort of helps you to go exploring. It gives you a good excuse to go exploring.
Yeah, in case people are listening don't know what it is, it's geocaching.com is the place to get started, geocaching.com. And basically, it's crazy, man. These people all around the world, they'll take a little, like a treasure box. It could be a small little thing like a size of a key of a ring box, or it could be like a shoe box or a Tupperware box, and they'll go hide it somewhere. And it could be inside of a city or out in the country. And then they'll keep track of the coordinates, the GPS coordinates, longitude and latitude, and then they'll post it on this site. And inside of the box, bless you. Inside of the box, they'll put like little treasures or a little notepad or whatever. And then you get the coordinates and you get your GPS and you just go off on a little treasure hunt. You use the coordinates and you go find this. And sometimes they'll have clues about, you know, where it is or what it's near if you run into trouble finding it. And then once you find it, you're supposed to, like we talked about before, You take something out, you leave something for the next person, and sometimes they have little notepads and you can write down your name and the date you found it, and you carefully put it back where it was, leave it undisturbed for the next guy, and then you can go back to their website and you can log that you found it and stuff. So it's kind of neat. I've taken the kids on a few of those just around town, but it's surprising. And we had one out here on the bike trail. It was a fake rock in a flower bed. And you picked up the fake rock and you opened it up, and there's a little bitty piece of paper